No more shutdowns is a promise both Speaker John Boehner and incoming Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell have made. So why are people whispering about another shutdown? On Capitol Hill, David Hawkins, senior editor at Roll Call, writes the Hawkins Here blog on rollcall.com. You almost promised me, you didn't promise, but you almost promised me that we wouldn't be going through this again, David. So why are we going through this again?
And it's not just so we can hear that music. We're going to play that every time we talk from here. Why? Well, the first thing I want to say is, as of today, John Boehner is not saying he'll rule anything in or anything out. So that's a little bit of news today. Whereas Mitch McConnell says he has stuck by his post-election declaration that we're not going to let the government shut down. Now John Boehner is trying to buy himself some wiggle room. Of course, it is his side of the Capitol where the biggest problem is. There's a higher percentage of Republicans in his ranks who remain from this sort of the confrontational Tea Party crowd, and they are furious. Even before the president has announced what he's going to do on immigration, they are furious that he is going to, by executive order, essentially lift the threat of deportation off of somewhere between a couple of million and 5 million people. And they're saying if he does that, that is an excessive use of his executive authority, and they're going to try and prevent it from happening by cutting off funding for Department of Homeland Security, the IRS, and if they have to shut down the whole government to do that, they'll do that.
That thumping sound that you hear, in addition to the sound effect, is the sound of financial managers especially, but other managers generally, pounding their heads against the wall all across the executive branch of the government, David. I mean, going through this all over again is just going to drive people completely nuts.
You know, it is. I think it could go either way. I think there is a chance, I guess, that this threat could continue, and it'll all depend on when and what the president does. And remember, he hasn't done anything yet. We're told that it could be as early as this Friday and maybe as late as December 5th that the president announces what he's going to do. I also want to throw in parenthetically that presidents Ronald Reagan and George Bush the Elder did something pretty similar in terms of lifting the deportation threat off people who weren't covered by the last big immigration overhaul back in the 1980s, and there was not nearly this hue and cry. But, of course, the politics are different. The order of magnitude is different. And the Republicans are, a different breed. So, yes, if you're a financial manager at an agency, you've got to be pretty frustrated. This will really be a test for McConnell and Boehner to see I think they both want to stop this talk. They're both desperate to start the new year with a clean slate, and it will be a real test for them to see if they can stuff this idea back before it grows.
Yeah, stuff this idea is a great way to put it, David, on so many levels. You mentioned the president hasn't done anything yet, and there are precedents here for what he's proposing to do. Why is it that, I guess, people are willing on the Hill to jump right to the shutdown talk and not just say, well, let's just wait and see what happens? Because it might turn out, I don't know, but it might turn out to be something far less far-reaching than anybody expects right now. We really just don't know.
We don't know. I mean, there have been some leaks. I think one answer to your question could be that the Republicans hope that if they, you know, raise the big machete before the budgetary machete before the president acts, that he won't act as dramatically as they suspect he might, and that, you know, if it's lifting the threat of deportations off smaller clusters of people, you know, there's all kinds of different ways he could do it, ranging in age from adding maybe fewer than a million to, as I say, as many as 5 million. If it's at the really low end of that scale, maybe the Republicans will sheathe their their machetes.
All right. We can talk about the machetes another time because this is just going to make my brain frizzle. Let's go, though, to where we are with the continuing resolution slash omnibus. I heard today from a colleague of yours who covers Capitol Hill, not for your publication, but someone on the Hill speculating that an omnibus bill of actual appropriated line-by-line bills has virtually zero chance of happening at this point and almost 100% certainty of a continuing resolution. Do you know anything about that or have any sense of where we're headed in that way?
You know, I think your source is probably right. It's probably approaching zero. What our reporting says is that they don't even think they could have this thing ready before the 5th of December. The staff, and you and I have talked in the past about how it's the staff that does the vast majority of the work and then leaves it to the members to settle the really contentious stuff.
Mm-hmm.
As I understand it, the staff wouldn't even have their piece of it done until the 5th of December. If Congress is going to go home on the 11th, the next magic day, as we all know, is December 11th. Obviously, no way to get the politicians to come to agreement on the remaining stuff and push that through the House and the Senate in that 1 week. So at a minimum, I would say we're talking about another continuing resolution that in theory, you know, and you could play the music again, could be for a week to try and push it right up against Christmas. Or, and some people would say this is really no better, doing that and then doing another CR into the early in the new year, and then having this whole immigration thing play out early in the new year when, of course, there will be at least 8 and maybe 9 more Republicans in the Senate than there are now and 10 or 12 or 14 more in the House. So, you know, I think there's no way there's going to be an omnibus done by December 11th. So I think your source is right on that score. I'll put it, you know, way down in the 5 to 10% range if they could get one done a week after that. And then once January happens, all bets are off.
Yeah, that doesn't even sound really, David, like there's an opportunity to do a CR that goes from December 11th to, you know, for a couple days or a week or whatever to give them time to mop it up. It sounds like either they leave in the beginning of December with a CR done for the rest of the fiscal year, or they leave with one done that takes them through the beginning of January, and then they fight all this out in the 114th.
Yep, I'd say that's right. I think, you know, what for those banging their heads against the wall, I would say this, which is that there is a silent majority in Congress that knows that certainty is what the agencies need, that want to do the right thing, that have little bitty dogs in this fight and have been working hard all year to get their little provision in or their little agency or program rewarded or punished. And they don't want to have, you know, there's dozens, if not hundreds of members that would just as soon get this one over with.
David Hawkins is senior editor of Roll Call. I don't usually like to speak for my audience, but I imagine a lot of those folks are saying, well, now's the time for the silence to end. Now's the time to speak up and speak out in favor of getting on with our lives and allowing the agencies to get on with their lives for the rest of the fiscal year.
That's true, you would think, and that now would be the time. But, of course, all politicians have many competing audiences and constituencies, and it's the ones back home and their funders and the conservative interest groups, if you're a Republican, that, you know, many of them continue to feel those pressures much more strongly than they do the desire to get the work done on behalf of the government.
Any other fallout from the elections or anything like that we haven't been paying attention to that we should, David?
No, only that sometimes when things calm down, it'll be interesting to discuss the big shuffle that'll be happening on the two appropriations committees, with obviously every subcommittee chairmanship changing hands on the Republican side of the Senate and many of them on the House side as well. So who gets which subcommittee and the purview over which program and agency will be fodder for lots of discussion in the new year.